From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here is John Morse, president and publisher of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, reading a list of words that have one thing in common.
Advocate, caloric, electrician, hickory, psychology, constitutionality, presidential, flume, butternut, succotash, whiskey, checkers, chore, penmanship, sectarian, skittles, slang, and velveteen.
And what those words have in common is that they all appear in a dictionary for the first time in 1806. True?
Correct.
It was Noah Webster's Compendious Dictionary of the English Language. Mr. Morse is spending the year commemorating its bicentennial. The small 1806 book was the first American dictionary. Noah Webster had already published a spelling book, and years later he would publish a much bigger dictionary, but this one was compendious.
At the time Noah was writing, compendious meant very clearly both brief and comprehensive. Nowadays, people often use the word compendious with really emphasis on the comprehensive side, so it surprises them that something called the compendious dictionary is such a small dictionary.
I think many of us would quibble with the notion that people often say compendious to mean anything nowadays.
Well, sure enough, but those who do use it, and it may be used a little bit more often than you're aware of, but but yes, I think it is done in the top 100 most frequently used words.
Now, more tellingly, it's a compendious dictionary of the English language, but it's about the American language.
One of the things that's interesting about the 1806 is it catches Noah Webster in sort of the middle of the arc of his life. When he writes the famous Blueback Speller, which goes on to become really the most successful book in American publishing history, he does that in the 1780s, really before even the Constitution has been written. That's a very idealistic and a very nationalistic spelling book. When he gets to writing his 1828, he almost has sort of re-embraced British ways. And someone has said that if the Blueback Speller was our Declaration of Independence, the 1828 dictionary was our Linguistic Treaty of Paris, which is to say that Noah really had kind of made his peace with British ways. The interesting thing about Noah in 1806 is he's really in midpoint of that arc. So he certainly has come to accept that what we're going to speak in this country is going to be the English language, and he will be writing dictionaries of the English language, but he will be bringing a particularly American approach to that English language.
He introduced words in 1806, into the dictionary, that I assume he either heard or read in the young United States that were not words regarded as being English words by people back in England.
Well, that's right. There was a whole field of certainly plants and animals that occurred only in the New World, and he recorded those, and maybe most famously words like skunk or opossum. But also we were creating a new form of government here that brought with it new words that really hadn't been used before. So we needed words like constitutionality and selectmen. Those were words that really were not being used in England and had not appeared in any dictionary before the 1806.
Among the American spellings that I gather were really codified by Noah Webster are all of those words that we spell ending in O-R, honor, color, humor, that the Brits would spell O-U-R to this day, or a jail, which to this day in England is spelled G-A-O-L, and which we, of course, spell J-A-I-L. That's the way he has decided it should be spelled correctly in an American dictionary.
What he really wanted to do was to reform the spelling, very often to bring it more into line with pronunciation, but in general to make the spelling easier to understand, easier to learn, and to make the language in general, this American language, something that all American people could regularize on.
But you have observed that he also tried to reform the spelling of several other words that go on unreformed to this day.
Well, that's right. He would have liked us to have spelled tongue, T-U-N-G. He would have liked us to have spelled sleigh, the vehicle, S-L-E-Y. And he felt very strongly about those two, but they really just were not to happen.
John Morse, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
John Morse, who is the president and publisher of Merriam-Webster, spoke to us from Amherst, Massachusetts, about the 200th anniversary, that's in this year, 2006, of the publication of Noah Webster's Compendious Dictionary of the English Language.